Welcome to part three of the 2025 Big C Survivor's Guide. How is it diagnosed? This guide is brought to you by Word for Word Media, publishers of Oncology Buddies and Buddies for Life, in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Childhood cancers. How is it diagnosed by Dr. Kate Bennett? Childhood cancer is rare and comprises less than 1% of all malignant disease. It occurs in about 1 in 650 children, or 140 children per million. It's estimated that almost half the children with cancer in SA will never be diagnosed. The most common types are as follows: leukemia, 34%, brain tumors, 22%, lymphoma, 11%, nephroblastoma, 6%, neuroblastoma, 6%, soft tissue sarcomas, 6%, and bone tumors, 5%. Leukemia. This is a cancer of the white blood cells that are produced in bone marrow, the spongy central area of bone where all blood cells are made. In leukemia, the bone marrow makes excess abnormal immature or baby white blood cells. These cells grow out of control and enter the blood. They are unable to fight infections and may aggregate or gather in certain organs like the lymph nodes, liver, spleen, skin, testes, and brain. In addition, the bone marrow becomes packed with these abnormal cells, leaving no space to produce normal red blood cells, platelets, and other white blood cells. This leads to the common symptoms such as tiredness and pallor due to anemia or low hemoglobin, bleeding, and abnormal bruising due to low platelets, bone pain from the abnormal cancer cells that congregate in the bone marrow, and fever due to infection. Children may also present with enlarged lymph nodes or glands and an enlarged liver and spleen. Suspecting leukemia and referrals. These symptoms become worse over time, and these children are then either seen by a GP or a pediatrician. When a doctor suspects leukemia, they order a blood test called a full blood count. This usually shows abnormalities in the number of white blood cells, low hemoglobin, and a low platelet count. The laboratory looking at the blood sample will often, but not always, see the abnormal leukemia cells. These children are then referred to a pediatric oncologist or hematologist. They will then undergo a bone marrow aspiration and trephine. A needle is inserted into the back of the hip bone and bone marrow is aspirated or sucked out with a syringe. This is sent to the laboratory for further testing. A second needle is used to remove a small piece of the hip bone, which is also sent to the lab. There's no cut made on the child's back and there are no stitches. Because this procedure is painful, most children will have a general anesthetic. If the child's platelet count is very low, the child may receive a platelet transfusion to decrease the risk of bleeding associated with the procedure. In addition to the bone marrow, a lumbar puncture also needs to be performed. This is a procedure to collect and look at the cerebrospinal fluid, or CSF, surrounding the brain and the spinal cord. Leukemia cells may sometimes occur in the CSF, and it's important to know this because it can change the treatment. Most children are admitted in hospital for the bone marrow. Results usually take about 24 hours to come back, and the results allow doctors to find out the type of leukemia and start the most appropriate treatment. Brain tumors. Brain tumors are masses or lumps of abnormal cells that can occur anywhere in the child's brain. There are many kinds of brain tumors. Some are benign or non-cancerous, while others are malignant or cancerous. The symptoms associated with brain tumors depend on the location of the tumor. The common symptoms include a headache with persistent vomiting, often worse in the mornings, changes in walking, balance, or speech. Regression of milestones and a rapidly enlarging head may be seen in an infant. Some children develop seizures and some may develop a new stroke. Diagnostic process. These children are usually seen by a GP or pediatrician or may be taken to casualty. Once they've been examined, they're sent for a CT or MRI scan. CT scans are quick and take about 5 to 10 minutes. They usually require a drip to be inserted so that the radiologist can give contrast, a specific dye, into the vessels so that certain parts of the brain are better defined on the scan. An MRI may be required of the brain and sometimes also of the entire spinal cord. This takes much longer than a CT scan and gives more detail about the brain and spine. In young children, both CT scans and MRIs are performed under general anesthetic because it keeps the children still during the scan, which is necessary to get the best image quality. Referrals. Once a tumor has been diagnosed on imaging, these children are usually referred to a neurosurgeon. These specialists can, depending on the size and the location of the tumor, perform an operation to either biopsy the tumor or to remove it. The tumor is then sent to the pathology laboratory, where a pathologist looks at the tissue under a microscope before the diagnosis is made. Once the diagnosis has been made, these children are then referred to a pediatric oncologist for further management. This may include a watch and wait approach, chemotherapy, radiation therapy, further surgery, or a combination of them. A lumbar puncture and bone marrow aspirate and trephine may also form part of the staging process depending on the type of tumor. Lymphoma. There are two main types of lymphomas, non-Hodgkin lymphoma and Hodgkin lymphoma. The non-Hodgkin lymphoma are very aggressive tumors that are fast growing. They often present with enlarged lymph nodes or glands. These glands may occur in the neck, above the collarbones, the armpits, groin, or the glands in the chest that surround the heart. They may become so enlarged that they can block the drainage of blood from veins of the head and neck, leading to swelling and collapse. Abnormal cancer cells may also cause enlargement of the liver and spleen and other abdominal organs, and they may infiltrate the bone marrow, leading to bone pain, bleeding, pallor, and infections. Diagnostic tests. To make the diagnosis, these children often undergo a chest X-ray and a CT scan, depending on the location of the glands. The diagnosis is confirmed on biopsy or removal of one of the glands. If safe, these children undergo a general anesthetic for the biopsy or removal. This is then sent to the laboratory and the diagnosis is then made. If a CT scan hasn't been performed in the workup to the biopsy, then a CT chest and abdomen is required for staging. A bone marrow aspirate and trephine and a lumbar puncture are also required for staging purposes. These children are then referred to a pediatric oncologist or hematologist for further treatment. Hodgkin lymphoma. These are slower growing and usually also presents with enlarged glands that may have been present for several months. The diagnosis is often made on just a biopsy, but a full lymph node or gland needs to be removed. This is done under a general anesthetic. These children also require a PET CT scan. This requires a special diet for a day or two before the scan, and an IV line or drip needs to be inserted prior to the scan. For young children, a general anesthetic or conscious sedation may be necessary to keep them still for the scan. The PET CT scan shows the anatomy of the body as well as the metabolic or biochemical function of tissues and organs. In Hodgkin lymphoma, the glands and tissues that are infiltrated with Hodgkin lymphoma have a high metabolic rate, and the scan can pick this up. In addition to a PET CT scan, these children also require a bone marrow biopsy to stage the lymphoma. Once diagnosed, these children are referred to a pediatric oncologist or hematologist for further treatment. Nephroblastoma. Nephroblastoma, or Wilms tumor, is a cancer or mass that arises within the kidney. Usually only one kidney is affected, but occasionally both kidneys may be affected at the same time. These children are often very well, and a mass in the abdomen or flank may only be picked up incidentally when the child goes to the doctor for another complaint. Other symptoms may include abdominal pain, constipation, blood in the urine, and high blood pressure. Tumors that have started to bleed or rupture can cause severe abdominal pain and may require urgent medical attention. Diagnostic tests. Once the diagnosis is suspected, an ultrasound or sonar of the abdomen is the first test ordered. This investigation will confirm where the mass or lump in the abdomen is coming from. A CT scan of the abdomen will then confirm the diagnosis. A general anesthetic may be required dependent on the age of the child. Sometimes, if the CT scan is typical of a nephroblastoma, the diagnosis is made on the imaging and no biopsy is required. However, if there's any doubt about the diagnosis, a biopsy or piece of the tumor is required. This is usually performed under general anesthetic or sedation. A sonar is performed at the same time as the biopsy and guides the radiologist to insert the needle directly into the mass without damaging any other structures. A small piece of the mass is removed and sent to a laboratory, examined under a microscope by a pathologist, and the diagnosis is then confirmed. A chest X-ray or CT scan of the chest is needed to confirm if the cancer has spread to the chest. A pediatric oncologist will then start treatment, and this requires a combination of surgery, chemotherapy, and possibly radiation therapy. Neuroblastoma. Neuroblastoma is a tumor that arises from specialized nerve tissue. They may occur in the neck, the tissue at the back of the heart, alongside the side of the spinal cord in both the chest, abdomen, and pelvis, or from the adrenal gland, which is a small gland situated above both kidneys. They usually arise in children under the age of 5. Symptoms vary depending on what part of the body is affected. If the tumor is in the abdomen, symptoms include pain, a mass or lump in the abdomen, changes in bowel habits, either diarrhea or constipation, and blood in the urine. High blood pressure may also occur. Neuroblastoma in the chest may cause wheezing, chest pain, and changes to the eyes, including drooping of the eyelid usually on one side and unequal pupil size. Other symptoms include lumps of tissue under the skin, particularly on the scalp, protruding eyeballs or proptosis, dark circles like bruises under the eyes, back pain, fever, unexplained weight loss, bleeding, and bone pain. The tests and procedures required to diagnose include a physical examination by a pediatric oncologist, urine, and blood tests. These tumors may release certain hormones that are able to be picked up in the urine and blood. Imaging may also reveal a mass. Imaging required depends on the location of the tumor, but includes an ultrasound of the abdomen, a chest X-ray, and CT scans of the brain, neck, chest, and abdomen. Depending on the age of the child, an anesthetic or sedation may be required. A biopsy or removal of some of the tumor tissue is required to make the diagnosis. This can be done using either an ultrasound or CT scan to guide the radiologist where to insert the needle into the tumor, or a surgeon may need to do an operation to remove either the whole tumor or a small piece of the tumor. Additional investigations needed to stage patients include a bone marrow, bone scan, MIBG, or Dr. Tate PET CT scan. A bone scan uses nuclear imaging to diagnose or track different bone diseases. A small amount of the radioactive compound is injected into the child via a drip. A special camera is then used to assess the entire skeleton for signs that the neuroblastoma may have spread to the bones. Sedation may be required in young children. An MIBG is also a nuclear imaging test. It's like a bone scan, but uses a different iodine-based radioactive compound to look for spread of the tumor in different parts of the body. Soft tissue sarcoma. Soft tissue sarcomas are malignant tumors that begin in soft tissues such as muscle, fibrous tissues, tendons, fat, nerves, joint tissues, and blood vessels. They are rare and can form anywhere in the body. Symptoms can include either a painless or painful swelling or lump. These symptoms can be difficult to identify in children, so prompt evaluation of any lump or mass is important. Diagnostic tests. Diagnosing a soft tissue sarcoma begins with a complete medical history and physical exam. A detailed neurological assessment may also be performed. Doctors use a variety of diagnostic tests to correctly diagnose soft tissue tumors. These include an MRI scan, which uses a combination of large magnets, radio frequencies, and a computer to produce detailed images of organs, soft tissues, muscles, ligaments, and other structures within the body. Your child isn't exposed to radiation during an MRI. MRIs usually require the children to lie very still, and as such, they often require a general anesthetic during the procedure. The MRI machine looks like a small tunnel. The exam table moves through the opening of the tunnel, and the machine does make a lot of noise during the scan. An ultrasound or sonar, which uses sound waves to produce images of the organs and soft tissues inside the body, may also be done. The images are viewed live and continually on a computer screen and can help detect any abnormalities. X-rays, which produce images of bones and joints, are also used. A PET scan, which uses radioactive sugar injected into a vein, and a scanner makes detailed computerized pictures of areas of the body. A biopsy of the tumor or lump makes the diagnosis. A doctor, usually a radiologist, places a small needle through the skin and into the lesion to withdraw a small sample of the abnormal tissue, often using ultrasound or a CT scan to guide them. The tissue is analyzed to confirm any findings. Sometimes an operation is required to make the diagnosis, but this depends on the location of the tumor. Both the biopsy and operation would usually require an anesthetic. Bone tumors. Bone tumors are uncommon in children. The two most common subtypes are osteosarcoma and Ewing sarcoma, and usually present with pain in a bone or in a joint. There may be an associated swelling or mass. Occasionally, the bone may break for no reason or with minimal trauma. These children are typically referred to an orthopedic surgeon who orders a combination of imaging, including plain X-rays of the bone, CT scans, and MRIs. Once there's a suspicion of a tumor on the imaging, a biopsy is indicated. This is usually performed by an orthopedic surgeon who has experience in treating tumors. The biopsy requires a general anesthetic. A small piece of the tumor is sent to the laboratory where a pathologist examines the specimen and makes the diagnosis of the bone tumor. Additional staging examinations required may include a CT scan of the chest, a bone scan, or a PET scan. If the diagnosis is confirmed as Ewing sarcoma, then a bone marrow aspiration and biopsy is also required. These children are then referred to a pediatric oncologist for further treatment. The diagnosis of cancer in a child is always daunting for both parents and the child being diagnosed. However, it's important to remember that for most childhood cancer, treatment is available, and although the journey is difficult, cure is achieved in the majority of patients.